Welcome to the Top of the Line podcast. Every week, we'll explore your favorite PLG companies and their growth stories, how they found product market fit, nurtured communities, built their go-to market engines, and much more. Let's jump right in. Notion, the all-in-one productivity tool. Human progress has been on an absolute tear over the last 100 years. Although it's easy to get lost in overwhelmingly polarized narratives around the problems we face as a species, the reality is that there has never been a better time to be alive. If you look at the GDP chart above, something drastically changed the course of our species in the mid to late 1800s. It's almost like each of us got substantially more productive overnight. How? The answer is simple. Technology. Automobiles, planes, telecom networks, satellites, computers, and of course, the internet. Across all of these game-changing technologies lies a common theme: their ability to make us exponentially more productive, enabling global travel in hours versus months, and communication at the speed of light versus the speed of courier on horseback. Productivity equals progress. And this trend is reflected in the VC market we see today. Productivity apps are some of the hottest companies in the world, building products millions of us want to use and the best engineers want to build, bringing us to the company we discuss today, Notion, the heir apparent to the productivity crown, the lifeline of Topline's internal operations, and Silicon Valley's latest decacorn. Here's how Notion grew to 20 million plus monthly active users, over 85% of who are outside the US. Let's jump right in. Lego blocks for workflows. In 2015, Ivan Zhu and Simon Last, fanboys of personal computing pioneers Alan Kay, Douglas Engelbert, and Ted Nelson, launched a no-code app development tool that a user could also modify while they used it, a personal computing possibility that the legends represented. The duo, however, wasn't able to build a scalable and stable product, and their vision didn't generate the traction that was expected. The world wasn't ready. We focused too much on what we wanted to bring to the world. We needed to pay attention to what the world wanted from us. Ivan Zhu. But what the world was ready for was to manage their productivity tools better. Ivan and Simon, who had moved to Kyoto to introspect, caught on to this and juxtaposed their grand vision to document editing and management. After tireless iterations and permutations, the result, Notion 1.0, combined document creation, wiki-based organization, and Kanban-style task management to create a workspace where non-technical users could tinker with the tool and build custom workflows for knowledge management. But it was only after Mission Notion 2.0 that the all-powerful all-in-one workspace of today was born. In all honesty, Notion 2.0 is really the 1.0 for us. It finally delivers on our promise, a singular tool that handles all your work outside email and Slack. With the addition of tables, Kanban boards, and calendars, along with the existing notes and wiki features, we think we have done it with this release. Notion is now truly the all-in-one workspace. Ivan Zhu, co-founder of Notion. Packaging use cases. The tech team continues to focus on the building blocks, whereas the marketing team focuses on packaging to provide value to the end users. Akshay Kothari, COO at Notion, on how the organization is structured at Notion. Notion 2.0, courtesy of a successful product hunt launch and a more than positive review on WSJ, enjoyed great reception amongst initial adopters. Today, the platform boasts one of the best organic marketing performances in the SaaS world, with 20 million plus monthly visitors and 85% of their new activations attributed to organic sources. Let's evaluate the recipe for this success. Something for everyone. The customizable nature of the product has seen large-scale horizontal adoption for the product, with use cases ranging from Gen Z TikTokers organizing schoolwork to multinationals like Adobe and IBM managing workflows for their 10,000-plus workforces. This is further enabled by some good old PLG levers, including 1. Free frictionless access, 2. A plethora of easy-to-use templates, 3. Easy switching from other platforms, read competition, via imports, 4. Intrinsic virality brought in via collaboration, and 5. An onboarding flow that directs one to hyper-relevant templates. Betting on the future. Notion is very popular amongst startups and accelerators, 500 startups, Y Combinator, courtesy of a dedicated startup program which extended $1,000 credits to participants. The product is also free for students and educators, which we believe is both a strategic move as it is a social cause. There are as many use cases of Notion as there are people. Camille Ricketts, head of marketing at Notion. Unleashing creativity. Templates also doubles down as a stage for users to explore their creative sides and craft custom workflows, share the results with the community, and monetize them using paywalls facilitated by tools like Gumroad. The consequent open-source platform behavior nurtured interest-based communities and Notion power users. Building a community. Notion successfully channeled this user behavior to create thriving online communities. r/Notion, with 150K-plus users and a Twitter handle with 200K-plus followers, actively engage and become an avenue for users to exchange information and empower each other. Hosted communities on Facebook, Clubhouse, Discord, company-organized events, and a YouTube TikTok program that sponsors users with 50K-plus followers to partner with the company are a few other examples of ubiquitous community building. Promoting your champions. Notion elevated their power users to Notion Consultants, or Notion Pros, certifying them as experts licensed to offer services around setting up and managing Notion accounts. These champions run full-time businesses servicing new Notion users and are active voices in Notion communities. Servicing expansion. With 20 million plus active users spread across hundreds of thousands of businesses, sales and success functions at Notion are tasked with driving expansion, reducing churn, and prospecting new opportunities via outreach efforts. The GTM motion led by CRO Olivia Nottebaum can be summarized as a sales-assisted, product-led growth function. Notion's team of account executives, customer success managers, and support specialists are based out of 4 global locations and cater to a global audience. Going international. A unique challenge, or should we say opportunity, that Notion's GTM motion had to solve for was a customer base which was 85% outside of the U.S. With the percentage of English speakers averaging less than 44% in Korea, 30% in Japan, 39% in France, and so on, language is a major hurdle for an English-only product to go global. 1. Time zone differences can prove a major hurdle for customer support and sales outreach capacity. 2. Integrating with local technology and regulations, including unique payment processes and device preferences. And 3. Cultural nuances whilst building customer communities. Fundamentally, it's about people using Notion. That's what I care about. And Americans are only part of the world. Ivan, how is Notion solving for this? Localized product. Notion is now available in 3 languages, English, US, Korean, and Japanese, beta. And this is no easy feat. With the Korean and later the Japanese launches, Notion consolidated their entire code base, templates library, help documentation, marketing material, amongst others, in one place using Localize and translated via local contractors, a playbook that can be replicated for more regions in the future. International offices. As of today, Notion has set up offices in 5 locations across the world. San Francisco and New York in the USA, Dublin for EMEA, Tokyo for APAC, and an engineering office in Hyderabad following the acquisition of Automate.io. The EMEA office is headed by Robbie O'Connor, ex-Asana, who also heads the AMER sales team, while the APAC office is in the safe hands of Katsukiyo Nishi, ex-WeWork LinkedIn. Notion's international workforce is enabled by global talent sourcing and people efforts led by Marianne Cawey, with Jonathan Colleen from Hopin joining as head of environment. Notion also invests in region-specific customer engagement via local community leads who are tasked with conducting programs while also being the ears and voice for the company in their respective geographies. Next steps. The already profitable Decacorn is expected to use the newly raised war chest of $275 million on the following super exciting areas. 1. Having stabilized their international expansion playbooks with successful launches in Korea, Japan, and parts of Europe, the world is indeed Notion's oyster, with Brazil, France, and Russia expected to follow suit. 2. Enterprise motion and the hunt for logos will take center stage, and a lot more account executives and CSMs are expected to join the GTM army. 3. The Notion API, which is currently in beta stage, will radically close the gap between Notion and other workplace tools, thereby strengthening the platform's vision to become an all-in-one platform. Syncing GitHub issues automatically on your Notion database or triggering emails basis updates on your workspace are not a distant dream. Fanboys ourselves, we are very excited to see how the next phase of GTM and product growth will unveil for the SaaS PLG giant. That's all, folks. We hope you found today's podcast insightful and will leave with a few tactics to experiment with. We'll be back next week with more exciting stories from the product-led world. If you liked today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel and our Substack newsletter. Link in description.